play at a club outside of town. I was so surprised, I was hypnotized by the sound his cats put down. When I saw this short fat guy stretch a man between his toes, hey, I laughed so hard cause the man got down when it finally reached his nose.
Hey y'all, prepare yourself for the
rhythm, grace, and debonair for one man, dog. And then he had the nerve to twinkle his left toe, but through his knee, got the feeling in his head, y'all. Just a rubber band.
twang, twang, twang.
Just drop me in my bones.
Twang, 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 twang.
It makes me move, y'all. I kinda groove when I hear it.
WMFO Medford.
Hey, this is Scruffy Wallace, the Dropkick Murphys, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
/180/111, and I had a stroke. When I woke up, I couldn't speak or walk.
145/92, and then I had a heart attack.
182/100, and I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest, and then a stroke. Everything changed. It felt like my life was over.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
150/90, and I had a stroke. If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
180/110, and I had a stroke.
And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If you've come off your treatment plan, get back on it. Or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show, 4 o'clock hour, here at 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tusby Farm Radio. Glad you're able to join the show on this Friday afternoon, wherever you may be, however you may be listening. Start of a holiday weekend, as a matter of fact. I absolutely forgot that Monday is Martin Luther King Day. So, with that being said, I'd like to simply put out there, hope everybody takes advantage of the extra day this weekend, for a lot of people who are off on Monday, as it is a national holiday. So, with that being said, if you're just getting out of work now, heading home, end of the work day, drive safely, and thanks for tuning in to 91.5 FM WMFO. Call into the show at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. We spent a lot of time talking about the Astros cheating scandal as it pertains to the Red Sox. I even touched on the Astros side of things as well. Started the show actually talking about the Bruins and the news that broke today involving one David Backes. In case if you haven't heard, he's been put on waivers. So he is no longer with the main club. He's on waivers right now. There's a chance he can and will be sent down to Providence. So stay tuned for that. Plus, this hour we're gonna talk about potential candidates for the Astros, Mets, and your Boston Red Sox. So, with that being said, so much has been said and made about Cora being fired, Beltran being fired yesterday, AJ Hinch being fired on Monday, as well as general manager Jeff Luhnow, that I actually want to turn to the other side of the ledger now. Who's up next? I mean, because obviously, anytime you fire someone, you have to have a replacement. I mean, that's just given. All right, cool. So, with that being said, there are some candidates that are out there that I think they absolutely deserve to be seriously looked at. There was one recommendation that was shared yesterday on Twitter that I was laughing to myself. I was like, you know, this actually really wouldn't be crazy. And this one was from Joe Giza. He's a producer for WBZ TV, CBS Boston. And he tweeted out yesterday morning, as a matter of fact. Now, Red Sox fans, you might want to cringe just a little bit. But it may or may not be the craziest thing. He tweeted out, how about A-Rod for new Red Sox manager? I'm sure Red Sox fans remember Alex Rodriguez from his playing days with the New York Yankees, right? Right. You know, he's really made a great, great revamped image of himself from the guy who essentially spurned the Red Sox in 04 to joining the Yankees to the famous brawl at Fenway Park in July of 04 that spearheaded the 04 Red Sox team that broke the curse to a guy who finally broke through in the postseason in 09 and then of course how could we all forget the Biogenesis scandal of 2013 as well, to cleaning up his image post-baseball quite nicely, doing great TV work for Fox Sports in the MLB postseason and as well as great work for Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN as well, ESPN television. So that actually got me thinking, would that be the craziest thing in the world? I mean, Yankee fans can't imagine him being a Red Sox, especially a Red Sox manager. It would just be weird, right? So I'm interested. I want to hear your thoughts. Call in the show, 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. But while I put that out there, there are some more serious candidates that actually deserve some consideration. Now, for the New York Mets, starting with the New York Mets, if this year, as you have put it, you have said that this year, 2020, is an important year, correct? Okay, cool. Would it be crazy for the Mets to interview Dusty Baker? No, seriously. Would it be crazy to interview Dusty Baker? No. I honestly, from a pure baseball perspective, no. Frankly, he's won every year, everywhere he's been. San Francisco. Check. He managed arguably the most controversial player of all time in Major League history in Barry Bonds. That actually went pretty well. I'd say, yeah. Chicago. Check. He's won. But, of course, the last 3 years were not so pleasant after 03. Okay, fine. I'll give you that. Oh, the Washington Nationals. He's won there. But he can't get out of the first round. I get that. I get it. Before last season, the Nationals never got out of the first round of the playoffs in their history since the franchise relocated from Montreal in 2005. But here's the truth. If you're the New York Mets, you need to be going after a guy who has a proven track record. And that guy is Dusty Baker. He's won everywhere that he's been. And dare I say that this guy is a guy who, in my honest opinion, shows me that perhaps he can do the job, especially for an organization that is basically in win now mode. No, they're not rebuilding. No, they have a team that they believe is good enough to contend in 2020. And frankly, I don't disagree. I mean, you got a pretty darn good pitching rotation in their own right with the Cy Young Award winner, two-time Cy Young Award winner, Jacob DeGrom, Noah Syndergaard. You got another year of Marcus Stroman, not to mention Steve Matz in the back end of the rotation, as well as Rick Porcello, and also you brought in the former Cardinal Michael Wacha. They got a pretty good rotation. On paper, of course. But we'll see when spring training starts. So that's one guy. For the New York Mets, I say Dusty Baker. Now, what about the Astros and Red Sox? Shukri, what do you say? For the Astros, if I'm going to be really honest with you, I'm thinking Buck Showalter. I know he has a track record, but also he has a history as well. Both of which I'm going to address head on right now. History. He was with the Yankees in the early 90s. Helped bring a winning attitude back to their organization pre-1996. Fair enough. 1998. He goes to Arizona for the new upstart Arizona Diamondbacks. Instills a winning culture there. Leaves pre-2001. Where else does he go? Oh. He also goes to the Baltimore Orioles. And if you remember, this was an Orioles team and an organization that for 15 years absolutely blow. They sucked. They were just bad. But 2012, they broke through. Right? Right. Okay. So, I understand that some baseball fans' thoughts may be, well, why is it that whenever he's left, exception of Baltimore, the team wins? Because here's the thing. He's not a long-term manager. He's a manager that's there for the short term. His own track record proves it. Again, I said exception of Baltimore for a reason. Because he was there for a while. The Yankees established a winning culture, but fired after 95 after a dispute with the late owner George Steinbrenner. Arizona. He was there until 2000. He was let go in favor for former Fox Sports color guy, Bob Brindley. I'm pretty sure a lot of baseball fans remember that name quite well. He's now the color analyst for Arizona Diamondbacks broadcast on Fox Sports Arizona. Oh. Also, Baltimore. He leaves, and guess what? The organization is in a rebuild, full-blown rebuild. So this year, they're not even expected to do much of anything at all. No, not at all. So, Houston. Why Houston, Shoe? Okay, allow me to explain. Number one. You obviously will be taking over for a team that got to the World Series twice in the last 3 years. Excuse me. that you could say that they treated, excuse me, in the last 3 years. So you'll be taking over a team that's loaded with talented players who have a proven track record of doing well. So that'll be interesting. See what Joe Walter could do in Houston. So I say Dusty Baker to the New York Mets, Buck Showalter to the Houston Astros. Now, what about the Boston Red Sox? Who do you go for? Who do you hire? You thought I was going to stick with the A-Rod suggestion? Please, stop it. Stop it while you're ahead. For God's sakes. Oh, man, that's going to be great. But I'll tell you my suggestion coming up next on the Sugar Free Right Show after this break here on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. This is Sugar Free Right. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Toss Me Farm Radio.
For the Athletic, who could the next man up be?
Yeah, so, you know, initially we were kind of looking at some internal options. At this point, I don't think that the Red Sox are going to be able to look internally, just given the fact that they've already fired Cora. Are any of the other coaches going to be involved in this upcoming, you know, MLB investigation? So is Ron Renneke the bench coach? Is he going to be involved? Or Tim Hire is the hitting coach? We don't know who of that coaching group from, you know, Cora's previous regime was involved. So I think the Red Sox have to look externally. A couple guys that kind of came to mind were the Rays bench coach, Matt Quattraro. Obviously, Heim Bloom came from Tampa, and Quattraro interviewed for a few different managerial openings this winter with the Pirates and the Giants. So there could be that sort of Tampa connection with Bloom. Mark Kotze, another former Red Sox, actually Red Sox outfielder in 08-09 here, is the A's quality control coach right now, which is a little ironic, but he's another guy that was a finalist for a lot of managerial openings this winter with those same two teams, the Giants and Pirates. So those are a couple names that you might start to hear a little bit over the next few weeks as the Red Sox start to look for a new manager.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Got to get credit where it's due. That was Jen McCaffrey. She was on Nesson just a couple of days ago discussing who the Red Sox options are. And interestingly enough, she mentioned the guy in Tampa, Matt Quattraro. And the quality control coach for the Oakland A's and Mark Kotze, also a former big leaguer. He also played for the Red Sox, as you mentioned, here in 2008 and 2009. So, with that being said, I do think that the Red Sox do have some quality options to pick and choose from. Not just only those two. Because Quattraro was a guy who was in Tampa Bay, and Heim Bloom, having been in Tampa Bay himself all these years, I do think that Tampa connection could be in play here. But if I am the Red Sox, again, I'm not looking to hire a guy who's just going to be a temporary fix. You got to think bigger picture and long term. Because I don't know about you, but the next guy that comes here, listen, he is going to be a vital part of what the Red Sox do moving forward. Because after this year, listen, I've said it before on this show, and I believe I said this on Wednesday, in which that the Red Sox in 2020, this is a very pivotal year for this franchise, all the way around. And especially even more so now, considering that the Red Sox could be facing all-time severe punishment from the league based on what took place in terms of the cheating scandal. But apart from that, they have nothing coming up in the farm system. And they need to contend in 2020, especially when you have contracts such as, for example, Mookie Betts is one. Another one, Jackie Bradley Jr. Both of these guys contract up after 2020. And who's to say if the Red Sox fall out of contention, what happens then? What do you do then? That's why I say that the next guy who comes in, listen, they have to know and expect at some point that there's only a matter of time before there's some sort of a rebuild. It's only a matter of time. So you want a guy who's going to be here for both now to get these guys to contend, and they still got the pieces to contend in the AL East. No question. Especially a young Rafael Devers coming off a career year. Xander Bogaerts, the other guy coming off a career year. You want to see what else Andrew Benintendi can do in terms of his maturation as a big leaguer as well. So that's going to be interesting. And also, dare I forget, you're also going to have a full year of Michael Chavis as well. So with all of that being said, you're going to have questions. You're going to have a lot of questions, especially with the new guy coming in, whoever that may be. So call into the show at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. So, question is, who would I suggest? Apart from what you heard based on what Jim McCaffrey of The Athletic offered on Nesson Sports Update, who would Shukri recommend? Okay. There is one guy who, had he been available, I would recommend, but he's not, so I'm going to avoid that altogether. But one guy who I think should get a lot more consideration, in my honest opinion, is, wait for it, a guy who some people may overlook and so forth. Why not John Gibbons? Yeah, no, seriously, John Gibbons, the former Blue Jays manager. Because after all, listen, you have a guy who's got experience. And yes, he managed in Toronto, in which that didn't necessarily go that well. I mean, it went okay, but it wasn't great either. But the truth is, you don't have a whole lot of quality options out there. Like, honestly, you really don't. Especially with this being as close as it is to spring training. The one thing I will say is, you're not going to look to make a decision to haste the process, but make a well-informed decision in which that I think is not going to mess around with the clubhouse chemistry that's been built up the last couple of years as well. So that's something to really think about and really heavily contemplate. And I think ultimately, if you are the Boston Red Sox, I think it's something that we have to seriously think about. You have Matt Quatro Marcate, John Gibbons. Those three. All right, who else? Who else would I consider? Maybe a Chris Woodward, who's previously managed in Tampa Bay. Maybe. I mean, not Tampa Bay, excuse me, pardon me. In Texas, the Texas Rangers. Perhaps. Heck, why not Ron Washington? No. Think about this. Why not Ron Washington, the manager who... He was the manager in Texas when the Rangers won back-to-back pennants in 2010 and 2011. That's one guy in which I also believe would be a really good candidate. And I have to also wonder, why hasn't he gotten another chance to manage again? Yes, he admitted that he had a problem. He's overcome the problem. He's a coach in the major leagues again. Why not run Washington? You know? He's got to the Worlds. He's won pennants. You know? And I think it's interesting that the Red Sox, as much as they are, you know, looking at these two, there's a couple of things I already throw out there already. Ron Washington, that's one. And the other one is John Gibbons. And if I'm going to be brutally honest, Ron Washington is a stronger candidate based on his track record, on what he's accomplished. No question. If he were to even be interviewed, let alone offered the job here, I think he'd do well. Especially with this roster. It may seem a little crazy because we haven't heard that name in quite some time, but how crazy is it really? No, seriously. Is it really that crazy after all? I don't think so. No. Now, Red Sox Nation, I'll ask you this question. If you had a pick in terms of who would you want as your next manager, listen, let's stay away from like the sexy pick. You want a guy that you have the utmost confidence that can help maximize the talent you have on this roster. You and I know how important this 2020 season is going to be for this organization. Considering all things that we've already discussed. And I know that Jason Varitek has been thrown around, swirled around this week in terms of potential candidates. But in this case, I think you really want to go with a guy who's got experience and has proven that he can manage and win. And Ron Washington is the guy who comes to mind. I really believe that. Honestly. I don't think it's crazy. You know? I mean, and after all, it's going to be interesting to see what happens next in terms of what the Red Sox do in terms of who they select as manager. I'm actually really curious to see how it all unfolds. Is it insane? Maybe. Yeah, kind of. But if you really want to think outside of the box, maybe Jason Varitek could be the guy. Maybe he can be. Yes, he was a former catcher here. Obviously, the longtime heart and soul of Red Sox Nation. And of course, Red Sox fans are going to love the idea. But we'll see. We'll have to wait and see. Coming up next, my early thoughts on Championship Sunday. It's this weekend. I know we haven't talked a whole lot of NFL on the show, but that's going to change, especially in the last few minutes of the show. So, we're going to talk Championship Sunday coming up next in the final 10 minutes of the Shukri Wright Show. And this is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM. WMFO and Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
You know, I was wondering, you know, if you could keep on, because the force, it's got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like it makes me feel like.
Oh,
Welcome back to the Strictly Right Show here at 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Touch Reform Radio. We got about 10 minutes left in the show. Before I continue with some Championship Sunday talk, just want to give you a programming note that I will be on tomorrow at the regularly scheduled time, but there's also a chance that we could be on the air at 4 p.m. as well. Right now, the tentative schedule is for me to fill in for Vin Magazzini's program tomorrow at 4 o'clock. So just keep that in mind that that tomorrow, the Shukri Wright Show, for right now, will be starting at 4 o'clock right here on the same airwaves at 91.5 FM WMFO. So just going to give you guys that heads up as well. So stay tuned. Tomorrow, two-hour edition of the Shukri Wright Show, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., right here on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. I've been made aware that also that there's a snowstorm coming tomorrow. Yeah, so that'll be something I'll have to definitely, keep an eye out for and so forth. So it's definitely definitely going to be definitely a newsmaker. So, but we'll see. We'll see. The show must go on, right? So there's that. So we got about now 8 minutes. I just want to share with you some thoughts I have for Championship Sunday. Now, you got the Titans and the Chiefs. You got the Packers and the Niners on Sunday. Both really big games determined the official matchup for Super Bowl 54. So that's going to be a lot of fun. I tell you. Wow. Listen, we talked about yesterday when I had Zach Medeiros of the Toronto Argonaut of the Canadian Football League live on the show. That for Championship Sunday, we talked about the games and so forth. But these are my thoughts. Solo edition. Listen, I was listening to Colin Cowherd earlier today. And listen, yes, although I am a sports talk host / broadcaster, I do listen to other guys as well. You know, like I like listening to like various different opinions, talking points, and so forth. And he said something interesting in terms of Aaron Rodgers, in terms of the Packers-Niners game. And I want to talk about this particularly, well, with the time that I have allotted left. And one thing that stood out to me was Aaron Rodgers, like, for whatever reason, has not been as aggressive as he has been in the past in terms of passing the ball. And how much he can be conservative Sunday night, passing the ball around. In this game, you need to be a bit more aggressive. And he said that, and I wholeheartedly agree. Go back to the year 2010, 10 years ago, when Aaron Rodgers won the Super Bowl for Green Bay. He threw picks. He was throwing double-digit interceptions. He wasn't a turnover machine by any stretch of the imagination, no. But he did throw interceptions, and the Packers won. You know? So, and he also brought up an interesting point here, and this stat really blew my mind. The Niners, especially Jimmy G, Jimmy Garoppolo, he's 3-0 when throwing two interceptions in a game for San Francisco this season. So, if I'm Green Bay, this is the game that you absolutely have to be aggressive for. Passing the ball. Don't be afraid to make the mistake, but don't make the stupid mistake. That's the difference. That's the difference. So, as for the Titans and the Chiefs, I think this game is going to be really compelling for this reason here. The first reason is this. Number one, Andy Reid has got a lot to lose in this game. A lot to lose in this game. No question. The first thing that he's got to lose is any type of credibility of being one of the all-time great coaches in league history. Harsh? Yeah. Why do I say that? I don't think he wants to go down in fumes like Dick Vermeil or like Amare Schottenheimer. No. You need that big one. And this is, right now, the best chance you got. No Baltimore, no New England. You got arguably the best quarterback in the game right now, and a high-flying offense and a pretty solid defense to get to the Super Bowl. And if you don't, and if you lose to Tennessee, I don't know, man. Because there's something to be said about his record in championship games, especially going back to the days when he was in Philadelphia. So there's that. Now, Tennessee. I said yesterday, as a matter of fact, on the show, that Tennessee has a lot of remnants, in my humble opinion, of the 2011 New York Giants in terms of running the ball and so forth, in terms of the team makeup and so forth. And you can call it Cinderella, and you wouldn't be necessarily wrong. No. I mean, I don't think so. But what I do know is this. You have a running back, and you have the momentum and history on your side right now, that you talk about what this team has accomplished. Knocking off New England, check. Knocking off Baltimore in the way that you did, check. Here's Kansas City. And when was the last time that Kansas City got to the Super Bowl? Yeah, it's been a while. It's been quite a while. So, Tennessee's got nothing to lose. They weren't even supposed to have made it up to this point. So, that game is going to be compelling for the fact of Mike Vrabel finally being the first former player to play under Belichick, who became a coach, to actually have done something in the playoffs. What a run that he's been on. What a run that the Titans have been on. So, those are my solo thoughts on this weekend's championship games. Now, God willing, tomorrow, on tomorrow's show, I will, in fact, give you my official predictions. I know I gave them already, with Zach yesterday. But I might, keyword, I might have a change in heart on something. Stay tuned. I want to thank everybody who tuned in today to the Shukri Wright Show. Much appreciated, as always, on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Quick announcement in terms of tomorrow's show. I do have, for your information, I do have Mike Comito. You remember that name. I had him on the show previously before. He's a hockey writer for the Los Angeles Kings. He'll be joining the show at 5:15 to talk about the latest in the NHL. Plus, I got to get him his thoughts on the devastating injury that happened to Dougie Hamilton last night, where he's going to be out with a broken tibula and so forth. So, I'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in to the Shukri Wright Show. This is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tusk Free Farm Radio. Enjoy the rest of your Friday, everybody. Peace.